Hi, friends. A quick reminder that this podcast, Sidecar with Jen Coleslaw, is currently being pushed out on two feeds. If you're listening to this on the Two Chocolate Cakes feed, please be reminded that by the end of June, fingers crossed, Sidecar will only be pushed out on the Sidecar Podcast with Jen Coleslaw feed. So please go find that on your app and follow it so that you don't miss any new episodes. This will allow me to push out new Two Chocolate Cakes episodes on the Two Chocolate Cakes feed. Message me on Twitter at Jen Coleslaw or by email at twochocolatecakes@gmail.com if you are having trouble finding the Sidecar Podcast with Jen Coleslaw feed in your podcast app. Thanks for your support. A once-a-week-ish update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, and with a little scratchy voice, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the soulless suburbs of Northern Virginia. This is going to be a shorty this week, just to update you on food holidays, because I'm already a little late, as my dad would say, a day late and a dollar short, and I can't stop coughing, so I'm not going to put you through all of that. Anytime I stir up some dust and pet hair, which I have been doing trying to clean the house, because I cannot seem to find a housekeeper to pay someone in Northern Virginia, because here people only seem to clean houses, I guess. My newly torn up schnoop gets very raw and causes some postnasal drip, which causes some irritation and some coughing and a lot of scratchy voice. Plus, last week's poor air quality didn't help at all. So that's where we are. And I hate it. And this is what I would imagine it feels like to snort cocaine cut with powdered bleach. I don't recommend it, by the way. Everyone said I'd breathe so much easier and better after my surgery, but I am feeling like absolute crap, and it has been almost a month. Anyway, strawberries are winding down. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm not even going to edit that out. Strawberries are winding down at the farmer's market, and I'm seeing more raspberries and blackberries and blueberries at the farmer's market, so you know what that means. I'm on the hunt for black raspberries. The very few black raspberry plants that I had in the front of the house, which would probably yield about a half a pint of black raspberries every year, were destroyed in the big sewer line replacement. So it looks like I'm going to have to start from scratch there. The good news is that the wildflower seeds that I planted in that big trench have sprouted, and they're looking really good. And then the clover seeds that we planted, which is usually where all the inflatables live, instead of grass seed, is coming along. It's a little slower than the wildflower seed, but that's because it's a different kind of seed and it's coated. And we may need to overseed that, and that's fine. We have plenty. Anyway, that's the update on what's going on at the house. Cat hair, dust, and seeds. All right, let's get to the food holidays. I missed peanut butter cookie day yesterday, and I know I've mentioned this several times before, but my very favorite cookie recipe for peanut butter cookies is the one you find in the Better Homes and Garden cookbook. I like to make mine with crunchy peanut butter, and I tend to use Skippy peanut butter, which is my favorite. Just a note to the wise, if you are not a person who eats a ton of peanut butter, like we eat a lot of peanut butter in this house, if you just buy peanut butter now and then, make sure you're checking to make sure it doesn't have xylitol in it. That's that fake sugar, birch sugar, sometimes they call it, is toxic to dogs. So if you buy peanut butter and sometimes you give a little peanut butter to your dog, like in a pill pocket or to Give them a little treat. Make sure that your peanut butter that you're giving them does not have xylitol in it. Okay. Yesterday was also World Day Against Child Labor, which is so ironic because there are many states here in the United States that are trying quite desperately to lower the age children can work in places like restaurants where alcohol is served to 14 years old. And this was after it was discovered that children were working in places like meatpacking plants and slaughterhouses for American companies, like on overnight shifts. So disgusting. Yeah, the right wing is quite concerned about the safety of children, aren't they? Anywho, today is considered Kitchen Klutzes of America Day, and I definitely have had my moments in the kitchen, but mostly they are around burning myself. I rarely cut myself because I'm pretty respectful of knives, but I'm often splashing myself with hot sugar syrup, which is very burny, and too often I will touch heating elements in the oven, usually with my forearm, when I am taking things in and out of the oven, or I bump up against something hot like a pan or a pot and I burn myself that way. I also certainly drop lots of things on the floor, like food, but that is what the water faucet in the sink is for, rinsing it off. Oh, and I definitely boil over things all the time, like when I'm making jam. I always boil over my jam, and as a result, the stovetop is pretty sticky and messy. Wednesday the 14th is Strawberry Shortcake Day, and I prefer my shortcake to be a sweet biscuit, although toasted pound cake is nice too. I bet a scone would be terrific. It's also Bourbon Day, which I only care about when I am making my own vanilla extract. Speaking of things I do not care about, Thursday the 15th is Lobster Day, which are really just cockroaches of the sea in my eyes. So if that's your jam, you eat them all up and you just love on them. I would absolutely not want you to not eat them just because I think they're disgusting. Friday, June 16th is National Fudge Day. And if you hate fudge, I will eat your fudge for you. And it sounded weird, but I think you know what I meant. Panucci Nut is my favorite, but I also like plain old chocolate fudge with walnuts or chocolate with peanut butter. My dear Uncle Pete, who passed away in April, he loved our family peanut butter fudge recipe so much, which is what we call Budlong Fudge. And I hope wherever he is now, he has a whole Pyrex dish full of peanut butter fudge with him at all times. We used to have to hide it from him. Otherwise, he'd eat it all in one sitting and make himself sick. It should come as no surprise to anyone that I do not care for stunt fudge. I don't want fudge with fruity pebbles or Cheerios. I don't care about fudge stuffed with cookies, stuffed with shrimp, stuffed with walnut shells and gumballs. No, thank you. And speaking of Pyrex, I have seen some TikToks and other social media bits about the difference between Pyrex with a capital P and Pyrex with a small case P, and I have no idea if it's true, so we'll investigate that for next week. If you know what I'm talking about, let me know what your thoughts are on that and whether or not it's just a bunch of bullshit on social media or whether it's a true thing. Saturday, June 17th is Eat Veggies Day. And now that I'm an adult, close enough, I think it's probably easier to list the veggies I don't like because I really will eat most vegetables now. So here's the list. Kale and asparagus. Pretty much everything else I will at least eat a few bites of. There are certainly lots of veggies that are a pain in the neck to prepare, like rutabaga. Like, have you ever tried to cut a rutabaga? No thanks. And some of those big winter squashes, but I will eat them if someone else deals with them. It's also apple strudel day, which I will both make and eat. I think it's delicious, especially when there are little raisins in there too, which may be a controversial position, but I said what I said. Add ice cream and you got yourself a whole meal. Finally, it is Global Garbage Man Day. And did you know that being a garbage collector is one of the most dangerous jobs in the United States? Probably one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, but I'm just going to stick with the United States because that's what I know. It is regularly ranked in the top 10 most dangerous and almost always in the top 5, beating out farm workers, power line installers, and steel workers. And let me tell you, they do not get paid very well. So keep that in mind when you're overfilling your trash can with all this single-use crap, when you're saying fuck it and throwing everything that could have been in your recycling bin into the trash can instead, or when you're throwing batteries or electronics and other things that have no business going into the trash because they're a fire hazard, both in the trash can, in the truck, at the landfill, and at the materials recycling facility, or when you're trying to drive around a truck that has stopped collecting trash in your neighborhood. Okay, Sunday is Father's Day, and it's also Cherry Tart Day and Picnic Day. And here's a little sad fact to close out the podcast. I am still buying Father's Day cards for my father and my beloved stepfather because I just can't not. I just put them in my little card box, and I get wistful when I run across them at different times of the year when I go fishing for a card for a birthday or whatever. Maybe someday I'll stop buying them. Okay, hopefully next week I'll get my voice back and I'll have some more interesting things to say, and they'll hopefully be some better food holidays, because man, June's been a kind of a dud. Until then, I'll leave you with these three thoughts. Don't store tomatoes in the fridge. You can ripen a lot of fruit by putting it in a paper bag for a day or two. And no, Trump is not being unfairly targeted by the Department of Justice with an agenda. Come on. See you next week.